Now, let's take a trip to the poles of the Earth.
The Arctic and Antarctic are changing. Enormous masses of ice that have been frozen for thousands of years are breaking apart and melting away.
The sound of ice crashing away from Arctic glaciers, described there by the English broadcaster and naturalist Sir David Attenborough in his TV series Frozen Planet. One of the Arctic places most affected, of course, by that kind of ice breaking away is Greenland. It's six times the size of Germany, populated by just 56,000 people, and it is an autonomous region of Denmark. Melting glaciers are changing Greenlanders' way of life, but it's also opened up huge areas of the country to mining and exploration. It's been estimated that Greenland holds 22% of the world's undiscovered oil and gas, as well as the largest deposits of rare earth minerals outside of China. Aleqa Hammond is Greenland's prime minister. Unlike her predecessor, she wants to open the country up to more mining and more gas and oil exploration opportunities. It's made her a controversial figure, but that's not going to stop her.
Greenland is standing in a very exciting time historically. First of all, that Greenland has now a new act that says Self-Governance Act from 2009, that says that all non-living resources now do belong to the people of Greenland.
Because you have this agreement with Denmark, don't
yes,
you?
Which,
but you are an autonomous region.
Yes, we are. And at the same time, my message was that climate change is hitting very hard on the people of the Arctic. Ice disappearing makes livelihood very hard for families to maintain. That's why it's important. We have to adapt very fast.
So you have had various oil and gas companies come in and buy exploration rights. And I think there's London Mining, which is
yes.
going to set up a big mine as well there. And you're actually importing Chinese labour for that particular project. But you say it's all to protect your people. But won't this, in a way, destroy lots of your tradition? I mean, you are importing modernity.
Yes, that's because we are only 56,000 people. If we are to have an industry also within mining in Greenland, we can't avoid having to have employees coming from outside because our labour force is too little. And that means that our negotiations with, for instance, the London Miners we had, requires that we also have to make an agreement regarding labour from outside.
I can imagine that you must have come in for a lot of criticism, not just from people within your own community, but also internationally, because effectively you're opening the Arctic up to exploration, because we're talking here about oil and gas, but also about rare earth mm. and minerals mm. mining that's going to take place in Greenland.
I wish I don't have to do mining. I wish I don't have to take decisions like this, but I can't avoid it. We are a population that have a growing, aging population. And we lack jobs. And having a livelihood only based on fisheries is very fragile, as these are living resources that also we have to take care of. In 20 years from now, the number of elders in Greenland will be the double the size as they are now. And that means if
pensioners.
And if we don't make decisions today, we will not be able to give them a good life. We are not going to ask Denmark for any further block grants. That is against our way of thinking. If we want to have greater autonomy and take more responsibility over our own country, our own economy, at least we are doing it to give jobs to our own people.
It's often said that Greenland can, rival China in terms of supplies of rare earth to the world. I mean, is that the kind of potential
yes.
you're looking at?
Greenland is not only having rare earth deposits. That's the largest one outside China. And China has the monopoly. And it means that we also have gold, we have zinc and lead, we have molybdenum, we have uranium, we have rare earths, we have diamonds as well. And these are all potential for us to use and transform it to a better economy so we can give hospitals and schools to those that are in need. We can open all the mines we want, as we think is important, as we think is sustainable, as we think is supplying us in the right direction. Mining is not new to Greenland. Mining has been also been undertaken by Denmark before, just without our own, without us being the ones that are earning the money. That's the difference. This time, the rights are to the people and the money is going to the people. And that's the difference. And also, we are the ones to give the permit. And Greenland has two set of laws that are very strong. First of all, that is the law of minerals. That is ensuring that highest standards for our environment and the health of the people have to be there before any negotiations will be beginning. Secondly, projects regarding a large-scale project act is ensuring that even though there are labor market coming from outside, even there might be Chinese, we are living up to the highest standards of ILO conventions. We are living up to the highest standards to protection of the labor. And also, they have to live the conditions that are to be used towards the labor is the highest standards that we have for our own people ourselves that are based on the principles and values of the Inuit people.
What do you say to people who say there's no such thing as climate change? Because there are quite a lot of people like that around.
For those people that are saying there's no such thing as climate change, I would ask them to come and see Greenland. Icebergs, glaciers are more active than ever before. We are seeing the climate change impact at first hand out of our window. I come from a very high north and the glaciers are normally frozen and not active from October till April. Now they're active all year round.
And when you say active, you mean they're moving?
It means they're breaking off all year round. They're breaking off from the ice cap, ice sheet. Right now, the glacier that's where I'm from, that normally is not active during winter, is today producing 20 million of tons of ice water every day. And that's equivalent to New York's water supply per year. That is falling off just one glacier. We have several hundred active glaciers in Greenland.
In effect, you're able now to mine because of climate change. Greenland is making climate change work in its favour.
It is because ice is disappearing in the fjords. We can get into our fjords now, and the mountains that before have been under ice and we couldn't get to there are now ice-free. You can see with your bare eyes what's underneath the mountains. And that's to the benefit of the people. Turn it into the better so the people of the Arctic in Greenland can benefit of climate change.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.